Call 800-373-5550. That's 800-373-5550. Or stop in today and get the best price on a customized Cleary building that exceeds all of your expectations. With over a 98% customer satisfaction rating, isn't it time you build it, Cleary Tough?
Cleary built with pride.
Build your dreams today at clearybuilding.com.
Hey, new kid, you need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall Systems. Love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is your car's air conditioning blowing hot air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Dr. Mike.
I'd like to ask Dan Strauss a question. Dan, what's the name of a new Miss USA?
Oh, Aaron, Miss Connecticut.
Something. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. You wouldn't even know that if we hadn't hammered on it so hard yesterday.
I know, this is Jackson Brown, Dr.
The whole world has already forgotten who Erin Brady is, Miss USA. Maybe we're on the verge of eliminating stupid Miss America, Miss USA, Miss Universe. Have I left one out? Miss USA, Miss Universe,
America.
Miss America. As those Miss Black America.
Yeah.
Still have that, but nobody... I don't seem to have heard much about that in the last recent years. So here's the deal. We're still taking suggestions on what people can take into the Rams games that'll be embarrassing, so they'll do away or cause the NFL to... And by the way it was printed up in the local paper, it wasn't an NFL story. It said Rams have decided no more purses, like it was their decision. It doesn't matter. Either way, it's stupid. So if you have any suggestions, we'll take them. Now, there's a guy last night on television. Oh, 314, in case you want to call, because we don't care why. 314-969-KTRS. Toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Saw a guy last night. I believe it was part of the NBC Nightly News. Oh, my son just sent me a text. Miss Teen USA. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one.
Isn't there a senior one, too, I think?
Mrs. America. Mrs. America. It's for, like, older chicks. Oh, there's also Miss Handicapped America. There's even more than I realized. So I'm watching the, I think it was NBC Nightly News last night. Or, no, it couldn't have been, because that's on before we get... It was something like a segment on one of the news networks or something. And I'm listening to them interview a guy named John Martorano. He is giving his testimony during this mobster James Whitey Bulger's trial. This mob thing and mafia stuff is fascinating to me. And I know that there's some people that say, well, you know, if you tell a joke, in the joke, if you have Vinnie Vonarino as a mobster, you're stereotyping Italian-Americans. But does it not seem that every time you read or see a news story about it's like an Italian guy?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is. And what's amazing to me was I'm watching the reporter interview John Martorano, and he said that when he heard, now first of all, he is a professional killer. He's a hitman. He won't tell you, and he wouldn't tell the reporter how many people he killed. He'll only admit to 20, okay, that he was contracted to kill. But they say there are many, many more. And as I'm watching, as I'm watching them interview him, I realize it's not in a prison setting. You know, he's in a sport coat. It's in his library or something at home. And I thought, wait a second, how can this guy, if he killed 20 people, and he sits there and says, yeah, I killed a lot of people, how can he not be in jail? Check this out. He did 12 years in prison, and that's it, because he struck a plea deal. I don't get the plea thing. It seems to me that the way that system works, and let's really think about what he did. He walked up and just blew away 20 people. Yet he did 12 years in prison. There are people doing more time in prison for selling some drugs.
Well, yeah, and then if you flip on the other people, sometimes you don't get any jail time.
You just get the witness protection program.
Yeah.
Now, I sort of get it, and I sort of understand that, okay, we can capture a lot of really bad guys if we kind of let this guy skate. But there's still something weird about this guy who could very easily live next door to any one of us who's killed 20 people. It just seems weird to me. And then you have to kind of start to wonder, how many of these people are there around us that cut a plea deal? They murdered people, and then they're going to the grocery store, and they're next to you in line. But what was so funny to me, cold-blooded killer, and here's his quote. He said, after I heard that Bulger, meaning James Whitey Bulger, was an informant, it broke my heart.
Oh.
You know, this is a guy, he's got his heart broken, he's a murderer, he's an assassin, but it hurt his feelings and broke his heart that his buddy Bulger might have been an FBI informant. He said it broke all the trust that we had.
Yeah, they don't like that when...
Isn't that amazing, though, that these guys have this, I don't know, what would you call it, this family or whatever... And it's really based on, to some degree, honesty, trustworthiness. Now go kill that guy. it's just funny to me. And another thing, if you don't want to be, you know, stereotyped as a guy, don't give yourself a name like Something Fingers Malone.
No.
Jimmy Trigger Man Vincenti or something. Who assigns those names to people? The mob world. Oh, did you see? Did they? I didn't get the lead. Was Jimmy Hoffa? Did they find him? You know, they were digging for him.
I heard that the other day. I don't know.
I saw the overhead shots of him digging, and apparently a mobster, you know, made a phone call and go, I know where I was buried, Doug. So they sent a bunch of people out and they were digging, and they said that they dug down and they hit some sort of concrete slab.
No sign of Jimmy Hoffa remains so far.
Which means he could have been part of the concrete.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I saw in Breaking Bad is when they want to get rid of a body, they put it in a big drum of sulfuric acid, and the acid just kind of eats and disintegrates the body. And then they dispose of it with other hazardous waste. So there's no trace of them. And then I've heard that where they'll chew a guy up and they'll mix him in with a batch of concrete, and he just becomes part of a foundation or something. So maybe that's where Hoffa is. But I wondered what the end result was on the Hoffa thing. We got a bunch of calls, so we're going to take some here. And in about 20 minutes or so, Joe Hipperson is going to join us, tell us what's out on CD and DVD. First up is Carter. Carter, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How you doing?
Let me check. Hang on a second. I'm doing great.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I got a joke. It's more like a riddle, but it's a little bit stereotypical. Is that okay?
It's perfect for this show. Hang on. Okay. Let me, just in case it's a joke. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. What's the difference between a black man and a pizza?
Oh, man.
No, I don't think anytime, can do this
first
one.
Of all, no, hang on a minute. Anytime you say black man in a joke, you assume, oh, boy.
I know this one. Yeah, I don't think we should do it.
We can't do this
one?
No.
Sorry, Carter.
Carter Peon knows this joke.
Me.
Well, are you black?
Yes, I am.
Well, I don't know that you are. You could say you're black.
That's right.
day.
Okay.
Go ahead. No, go ahead and tell us the difference between a black man and a pizza. Peon, you got the button ready?
Yes.
We'll kick it out if it's no good. What's the difference?
A pizza can feed a family of four.
I kick it out.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
Yeah, it's not a good one.
Sorry,
at all.
Sorry, Carter. Even if you are, it's not.
You crossed the line, and even if you really, and I don't believe you're black. I don't think you'd have told that joke. So next up, hopefully with different material, is Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
I'm real good. I'm AM to PM.
That's close enough. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Talking about getting into the NFL games, they're acting like. It's 85 degrees and everybody's coming in tank tops and T-shirts. Some of you have got to walk 8 or 10 blocks. If you look at, say, the Packers, some of those parkas those people wear, you get a guy 400 pounds with a Green Bay Packers parka, I could live inside that parka.
Yeah. And what are you going to do? Turn it inside out and tear the lining out of it?
Yeah, use a knife to cut the lining out.
They've got to have 27 pockets in them.
Yeah. Now
they're all fluffy and round stuffed. You wouldn't know what's in there.
No, just another reason that points out how stupid this is. That's a good point. Yeah. That's a very good point.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. And the back-to-back, two Jims in a row. It's a Jim twin spin. Jim, number two, how are you?
Hey, Frank, amen to PM.
Thank you, Jim.
Hallelujah. Hey, speaking of monsters, have you ever heard the story of Richard Kuklinski, the Iceman? They just came out with a movie.
Yeah, I think I saw a documentary on the Iceman on True TV Discovery or one of those. Yeah, cold-blooded.
That guy killed over 500 people, a good friend of mine who lives in this area now. He grew up in New Jersey, lived right down the street from it. No one knew. I mean, this guy, he supposedly confessed he was one of the people that helped kill Hoffa, that they stuck him in the barrel.
Is the Iceman still alive?
No, he's dead. On his deathbed, he confessed to that and several other ones, but he worked for the Gambino crime family as well as numerous others, but over 500 people from the late 60s to early 80s.
And were all the people he killed, were they all contract hits?
Pretty much all of them, but he did kill some normal people just for fun, he would say.
Wow.
Early on.
No, I'm pretty positive I saw like a two-hour documentary on this guy, and it was chilling.
Yeah, they did it's probably the old one that they did on HBO years ago.
Right.
But, yeah.
So is there a movie coming out?
Yes, there is a movie. Philip Carlo, who did the Night Stalker books, he's the guy that wrote the book about him. I read the book. It's an excellent book. Yeah, and the movie, it's not wide release, though. I believe it was playing over at Tivoli.
I'll find it.
Yeah.
What's the movie called? What's it called?
The Iceman.
That's good. That's simple enough. No, I'll find it, because that's the kind of thing I'll watch.
Yeah, good. The book was awesome. I'm sure the movie was good, too.
I appreciate it. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and I don't know about you guys, but for some reason I'm fascinated by that stuff. I'm fascinated by crime, not petty crime, but this ability to just kill people like you change socks, you know, and go home, wipe your gun down, and go kill somebody else. What kind of person? How do you get born like that? How do you have that kind of just complete lack of conscience? Maybe it's you justify it by going, well, you know, he's a piece of scum and he doesn't deserve to live anyway. It's not like you're killing your aunt or something. Rich is on the phone. Hello, Rich.
Hello. Hello, gang. I am in the PM.
Rich. Hallelujah. What's going on, Rich?
Well, call about the lack of purses at the football game, but before I get to that, I think it might have been the Iceman. I saw a documentary on one of those confessed hitmen. Had dozens and dozens of victims, I guess you'd call them.
Yeah.
But he had morals. He would never hurt a woman or a child. He said in the documentary that one of the mob families wanted a woman whacked. He refused to do it.
He's a beautiful human being.
Yeah.
That tells me he's a decent person.
Morals.
Probably going to heaven. Yeah. Yeah.
But,
I'm not whacking the woman or child.
But with this thing with the purses at the football games, and one person already called in saying something about having to leave all that stuff in the car, so the car break-ins are going to probably increase.
No.
But if a woman's carrying all her wallet, keys, and that kind of stuff in a clear plastic bag.
Oh, good point.
From the car to the stadium, she's just made herself a target because the thug on the street can just look at all the women as they're walking by. Cheap Kmart wallet. Hey, there's a Gucci, there's an Armani, and go target those people.
That's a great
And there's
point.
No shoulder strap, too, so it's easier to grab out of hands, probably.
Right. And not only from the car to the stadium, back to the car. Probably dark by then.
Exactly.
That's a great point.
You know, and the NFL and the Rams and all the other organizations are going to disclaim any liability to it because they're going to say, just like if you're at a baseball game and get hit by a ball, you're assuming the risk when you bought your ticket.
Yeah, somebody didn't think this out very well. They didn't think this through, I don't think. All right, Rich, always a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. Steve is next. Hello, Steve.
Oh, Frank, I'm going through a bad spot. The only bad spot around here.
No, we hear you fine.
Okay. I'm pretty rational thinking human being, and I like to think I am anyway, and that usually means you're insane, but the only time I was ever scared on a terrorist attack, and it wasn't even a terrorist attack when those snipers were running around.
Oh, man.
Do you remember those? The ones that shot out of the back of the car and shooting people at gas stations?
They had a trunk of a Chevy rigged up so they could... Yes, there were two guys. One was real young, and his older partner, John, started with an M. Yes, I do remember that.
That was the only time I was ever a little nervous living in the United States. When I went and got gas, I'd kind of look around a little bit and go, all right, it could happen.
And that wasn't even here. Where was that? That was
I think it was D.C. area.
I think some of them got to Indiana and they were moving around a lot.
Yeah, he's up east somewhere. But no, I agree with you. I don't. That's no. You're right. That I was more scared. I'm more scared of stuff like that than I am something big and catastrophic. I'm scared of random nuts.
Correct. That's exactly what I am too. I think we're pretty safe against. The chances of a single human being of getting killed by a terrorist attack is probably as close to winning the lottery, even the people that play, not the people that don't play, but the people that play in the United States of winning a decent prize on the lottery.
Well, if you look,
if
you looked at the numbers, take the people that died in 9/11, take that number, and then take the total number of people over the years who've been killed by random nuts. The number is much greater. You're absolutely right. Your chances of that's what you should be even more afraid of.
Or a dog attack. I mean, being attacked by a dog, you might as well not even leave the house because you have a better chance of getting hurt out of just leaving your house on everyday things, driving to work, getting killed, going to work, than you do terrorist attacks. But people worry so much about terrorist attacks and don't worry about driving. You might
worry
about terrorist attacks, you might as well stay in the house because you got a better chance of getting killed by something else.
You and I are on the same page. I don't walk out every day worrying about a plane flying into my building or something. I walk about that guy going to my car who might be nuts. Or the guy in the road rage incident on the intersection who might be nuts, or that kind of guy. Steve, thank you for the call.
Correct. Thanks. See ya.
So have you ever been, Peon, Dan, have you ever been, scared? I mean, have you ever been in a situation where you think, oh, my goodness, I need to lock my doors, I'm scared, or anything like that?
Yes.
Yeah, a couple times.
When?
We had one time in a neighborhood that I lived in Fenton. At one point, when my boys were pretty little, there was a guy down the street that was threatening to take his life and everything, and he had I can't remember the rifle that he had, but they told the police came up and told everybody, do not get near your
window.
Walls, windows, anything.
Wow.
Just stay in the house.
That would do it.
Yeah.
Peon, what was yours?
We were coming over somewhere over in Illinois, and the GPS sent us through certain neighborhoods to get back to St. Louis, and that was a little sketchy.
Oh.
You didn't buy one of those GPSs made by convicts in prison, did you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
They put out a special limited edition of those that sent you to crime
areas. I think it was just through the phone, through the map system, but it just gave the direct way through when actually we should have probably gone around another way.
Back when East St. Louis gave you no choices to get through it, but bad neighborhoods.
Right.
No Poplar Street, but you had to go through Belleville and then, I think it was East Main Street, State Street, and through East St. Louis. I got to tell you something. You do that late at night, and a couple of stoplights or stop signs, you look around and you go, uh-oh.
Yeah. No,
I hope
it was
my
very
car doesn't break down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of creepy feeling where you just go, please, not a flat tire now. And if you had one, you'd have just ridden on sparking rims.
Oh, yeah, don't stop. Know,
for the next 20 miles if you had to. All right, we're going to take a break, and Joe Hipperson is going to come in here and tell us what you might want to look for. I need, like, royalty checks or residuals from the Breaking Bad people. I bet I've sold, I'm not kidding, I bet I've sold 50 packets of seasons of Breaking Bad. We watched four episodes again last night. Four episodes, and I wanted to hit the fifth one, and my wife says, I can't hold my eyes open. I have to go, but she says, this is ridiculous. And I said, you know what this is? We're addicted. It's about meth.
Well, yeah, and once
we're addicted to the actual show about addiction.
Once you get up to the final episode, you guys are going to have withdrawals.
I'm not kidding. It's the
You're
first.
You're not going to know what to do.
It's unlike Dallas or any of that other stuff. This is another level. The people who wrote this show, Breaking Bad, everything about this show, from the casting to the writing, geniuses, brilliant geniuses. Because every time there's a shift in the plot and a turn is taken, I go, who is it that sits and thinks of this? I mean, you got to have a really different kind of mind to sit and map this out and plan this out. And I know it's probably a group of writers, but that's what makes it even more interesting to me, that they can all come together and end up with a storyline like this. It's one thing to do a movie, 2 hours or whatever. This is, how many hours is this? Well, what's a season, like 13, 14, 15 times 5? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. American Equity Mortgage. You know what they do. It's in their name, mortgage. They're in the mortgage business. Kind of misleading, though, because a lot of the people, in fact, I bet most of the people who go to American Equity Mortgage, certainly lots of them are going there for the mortgage, but many of them, and maybe most of them, are going there to take advantage of the mortgage they already have, whether it's with American Equity Mortgage or somebody else. They're using that mortgage for borrowing power. Because it's about the greatest borrowing power you can have. It lets the lender, in this case American Equity Mortgage, know that you're smart enough to have invested in a home. It also lets them know that you're not much of a risk. They're not taking much risk with you when they loan you this money, because there's insurance, and that insurance is the equity in your home. Used to be called collateral, but you never hear that word anymore. You heard it in the old westerns, when the guy going to the bank, and the banker had a tinted visor on, and he had bars at the teller's window, and the cowboy would go in and go, I need to borrow $100. And the teller would go, what do you got for collateral? You don't hear that anymore, but that's what that is. Equity is collateral. It's saying, look, I'm actually worth some money. Look at the equity in my house. And American Equity says, you're right, you are. How much do you need? And you borrow the money, and the rate, the interest rate's low, real low, because that's what mortgage rates are now, real low. And then you can breathe a sigh of relief, because you've just borrowed real smart money, and you're not paying 8, 9, 10, 14% on it. You're paying 3, 4, whatever, depending on your credit rating. It's a much smarter way to borrow money. They'll tell you all about it. They've been doing this a long time, like 21 years. And yes, there are other people, and I hear their commercials just like you do. And every time I hear the commercial for another mortgage company, you know what I think? American Equity Mortgage. I just transfer it. It's called CRT, Commercial Radio Transference.
Oh.
I know, that's a little bit heavy. I know some terminology most people aren't familiar with, and that's an inside-the-business piece of terminology, CRT. So I'd like for you to practice it, too, commercial radio transference. So when you hear a commercial for another mortgage company, just transpose it immediately to American Equity Mortgage. And here's the number you need to know, 314-878-9999.
All right, it's time to look at traffic and see how things are rolling. Here's Frank Ladd.
Well, they are not rolling headed eastbound on 64 as you make your way across the Mississippi River. You're backed up to past Grand eastbound on 64. It's all due to an earlier accident, eastbound 5570 on the Illinois side of the river, just past the 64 split, blocking the left shoulder now. But you're crawling from before Grand eastbound on 64, essentially as you come down the hill from Vandeventer eastbound on 64. All lanes heavy into the Illinois Metro east side, eastbound 5570 crossing the Poplar. Northbound 55 is slow as well from 44. No major delays eastbound on 70, just a little heavy through the depressed section eastbound on Highway 70. Westbound on 64, it's no picnic either. You're starting to slow down from the Science Center out to McCausland. Then again, you'll see traffic from the Ballas area all the way out to Mason. Eastbound on 270 up in North County, could see a little extra volume now between McDonnell and 170. Working with reports of a brush fire, 270 at Route 3 in the Metro East up on the North County, Madison County side there north of St. Louis. Southbound on 270, seeing some volume now south of looks like Olive down through Doherty Ferry, stop and go and stretches there. This update is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Oh, and 70 westbound, your normal slow go, 270 to the Blanchett Bridge. This update brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Play the new one-off wager with pick three or pick four, and if the numbers you choose are within one of the numbers drawn, you will win it. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Terry Hall. Join me on the Night Owl weeknights from midnight until 2 right here on the Big 550. So you ask, what's the Night Owl about? It's about you, current events, pet peeves, how the world treats you, you, sports, your job, and oh, did I mention current events? It's the Night Owl with Terry Hall, midnight till 2 a.m. weeknights for fun, irreverence, and who knows what else on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're thinking about Granite, listen up.
Granite Busters, the region's number one name in the industry, is making an unbeatable offer.
When you purchase 50 or more square feet of granite or quartz countertops, you get this.
A stainless steel undermount sink, free.
A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free.
And the hidden cost that the other guys sneak in, a plumbing hookup, free.
Don't hesitate. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse and peruse through over 500 full slabs.
When you find the perfect one for your kitchen, bath, bar, or fireplace, just tag it and it's all yours.
Maybe you prefer quartz.
Granite Busters has you covered.
Granite Busters now features a dazzling display of quartz slabs at prices lower than any of the big box stores.
The time is now. It's the triple freebie summer sale at Granite Busters.
Don't delay. Visit 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold today.
A free sink, free edge upgrade, and a free plumbing hookup only at Granite Busters.
Sale offer applies to category B or higher granite only. New customers only. Quantities limited. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 7/31/2013.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-200-3698. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-200-3698. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-200-3698. That's 1-800-200-3698. 1-800-200-3698.
Here's big news for everyone looking to find powerful, effective relief for their joint discomfort. Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC, is now finally available at major vitamin retailers everywhere. Instaflex is number one because it's our most powerful joint relief formula ever. And now the demand has become overwhelming. So to make sure everyone gets a chance to experience the incredible Instaflex difference, we're making it easier than ever to get. Now Instaflex is as close as your neighborhood GNC, Walgreens, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid Pharmacy, and Vitamin World. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. So if you've been disappointed by joint supplements that fail to give you the relief you need, you owe it to yourself to try Instaflex, especially now that its comforting relief is just minutes away. Powerful, effective joint relief has never been easier to find. Look for Instaflex now at GNC, Walgreens, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid Pharmacy, Vitamin World, and major vitamin retailers everywhere.
For my Sainsbury & Associates Investment Research. Jim, did you know that right now some retail banks around the country are allowing people to exchange ordinary paper dollars for real holding-your-hand silver?
What?
Yeah, I'm talking about walking into almost any ordinary bank in the U.S., then after a short and free transaction in many instances, bingo, walking out with a handful of real silver.
Banks are just handing out silver?
Yes, it's all part of a little-known loophole, although very few people know how to take advantage of it.
And anyone can try this, exchange paper dollars for silver?
Yep, you don't even need an account with the bank.
Come on, there's got to be a catch.
Nope, no accounts to open, no personal information to give out. Listen, a former professional on Wall Street recently posted a free video online showing exactly how to do it. Just go to www.retirementsilver14.com and check it out. You won't believe how easy this can be. That website again is retirementsilver14.com. Retirementsilver, the number 14.com. www.retirementsilver14.com.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
It's the first of its kind in St. Louis. It's Central Table Food Hall, with seven distinct food and beverage stations to satisfy any craving. Central Table Food Hall at 23 South Euclid in the Central West End.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's really hip to be square, but it's hip to be hip. It's even hipper to be Joe Hipperson, because every Tuesday you're that guy who knows everything about what's out on DVDs and CDs, and he's going to share that with you after we remind you that he's brought to you by Oric and the seven locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. We own two Oric vacuum cleaners. My mother-in-law has one. My kids have one. We love Oric. But in these stores, you're going to see a lot of other great products. Please stop in. Tell them your AM and the PM. Ladies and gentlemen, Oric is proud to present Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm great. Frank, how are you, sir?
Great.
Excellent. Well, it is New Release Tuesday. We always start out with the music. Liam Gallagher, who was once the singer of Oasis, has his second album by the band named BDI. The album is called B. It is second-rate, recycled, wannabe-sounding Oasis music. That, you know, might be your thing. Go for it. Kanye West. You heard the album title he's got out now, Frank?
Yeezus?
Yeah, that's right. Wow. Yeezus.
How about me?
Wow.
How about me?
I would have never guessed that one.
How about me?
Man, for shiz. He's on the 411.
Yeah.
We also have, Kanye West, Yeezus. That's out today. Halfway to Heaven, the Best of the Blow Monkeys is available today.
I love them.
Anybody scratching their head wondering what the heck Rick Moranis has been doing lately?
Yeah.
Not me.
Well, Rick Moranis.
Music, right?
Yes, he has a brand new album dropping today. Rick Moranis, My Mother's Brisket and Other Love Songs. This is derived from his Jewish roots and upbringing. So if you want to hear Rick Moranis sing about being a young Jew, his album is out today. First time out on Blu-ray, 1981's The Howling. 1985, a movie came out. The director of Poltergeist, the writer of Alien, was called Life Force. It was absolutely horrifically bad, but there was a girl named Mathilda May who was completely naked during her entire performance in that movie.
Yeah. So, Mathilda.
Mathilda May. That's right. If you're bored, Google Mathilda. Well, don't do that. Also out today, first time on Blu-ray, Safety Last. This movie is famous because it came out in 1923, starred Harold Lloyd. It is that movie where you see the black and white image of a guy hanging from the hands of a clock downtown. Safety Last from 1923 on Blu-ray, first time ever. So is Of Human Bondage, starring Betty Davis and Leslie Howard. 1945's Flame of Barbary Coast, starring John Wayne, out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. If you like Lisa Kudrow, you might be watching Web Therapy.
I don't.
Yeah. Well, season 2 is available for you.
If I ever met her, I'd go, hey, what stinks?
Well, I mean, God help her if she walks by anybody fishing, man. I mean, seriously, that would just, wow. Body of Proof, that's Dana Delaney's show, season 3.
I like her.
You do?
She's cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree. Drop Dead Diva, not so much for me. Season 4 out today. Workaholics, season 3. Wilfred, that really weird show where Elijah Wood has the dog.
Love that show. Have you watched it?
I've tried, man. The guy the dog costume.
Yes,
man.
It's very entertaining.
It's way out there.
It's a commitment.
It is a commitment to get into that. Yeah. Moonshiners, Season 1, Spring Hill, Season 1, Cole the Midwife, Season 2, all out today. The WWE Elimination Chamber 2013 out today. That's right.
Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah, kids, this is the one that features The Rock, so get excited for that. Oh, Frank, here's something. Just in case you need to induce a coma, Quartet is out today. It is a art house film about a British retirement home directed by Dustin Hoffman. If you're bored and you really want to take a nap on a Sunday, rent Quartets.
Boy.
Hey, here's a great creepy movie you didn't even know existed. It's called Stoker, starring Nicole Kidman. Not going to give you anything on the plot. I'm just going to tell you, Nicole Kidman, creepy, crazy, psychotic. It's called Stoker. Definitely worth a rental.
Now, let me just stop you, because I like realistic thrillers. It's kind of like a horror thriller.
Kind of. Her late husband's brother shows up, and he appears to be just the greatest uncle of all time to her now, you know, her kid, and her kid's kind of like, oh, I like the uncle.
And
the uncle's
then
great.
Things turn.
Things about the uncle start to shed light on what may or may not have happened to the husband, and it's one of those things where you're in close quarters. It's very... Is Hitchcockian a word?
I like it.
All right. We're going to go with it.
What's it called?
It is called Stoker. Worth renting, not worth owning. Okay. There's a movie that came out, Frank. It's out today on DVD, and here are the people that star in it. Dennis Quaid, Greg Kinnear, Hugh Jackman, Kate Winslet, Seth MacFarlane, Liev Schreiber, Naomi Watts, Kristen Bell, Uma Thurman, Gerard Butler, Halle Berry, Elizabeth Banks, Emma Stone, Kate Bosworth, Terrence Howard and Richard Gere.
Whoa, hey.
Sorry.
That was a gerbil reacting.
Okay.
It is called Movie 43. It is called the raunchiest, most wrong film of all time, about a bootleg movie people are trying to get their hands on. It's somehow online. It's called Movie 43. It is a series of very short films in which each one tries to outgross or outshock the other. The cast, it is insane, are performing in the roles that they are. So if you just want to have your jaw on the floor saying, what am I watching? Movie 43 is available for you.
Read that article about Gere wanting to make a comeback and make a big blockbuster movie, and he sort of had decided the right formula and the right type of movie. He'd even picked out who he said he wanted to work with. And then when they finally put the deal together and he was about to sign the contract, he realized it was Ricky Gervais. He said, no, I want to work with Ricky the Gerbil.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Ricky the Gerbil.
Gervais the Gerbil,
Thank you. They loved it. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Also,
story, Frank.
Also, today is a movie that contradicts its predecessor, The Last Exorcism 2. It's like a never-ending story 2. Makes no sense whatsoever. Apparently, The Last Exorcism wasn't good enough. This movie absolutely blows. Please avoid it. Jersey Shore Lingerie Party Massacre is available today, straight to DVD. What a shocker there. And last but not least,
I got an idea for a series of DVDs.
Oh,
it's a priest who's helping you lose weight called Exorcism. It's like he casts out demons and you lose weight in the same workout.
Oh, now I get it.
Exercise
them. Okay.
Spinning to burn some calories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your kids are going to want you to rent this one for them. It used to be called Jack and the Beanstalk. Not anymore. Now it's the lamest title ever, Jack the Giant Slayer, which really did okay at the box office. The CGI is a little bit on the obvious side. But if you want to see Ewan McGregor really take it like kind of like in The Princess Bride when you had the black beer. What was his name? Kerry Ulez, the guy with the weird British accent? Princess Bride?
No.
Come on. All right, fine. Ewan McGregor as a wannabe Errol Flynn, semi-decent, Jack the Giant Slayer. It is fun for the whole family. That will do it for me. Talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
I tend to not watch movies with the word bride in them. You know?
Yeah, me too.
Unless it'd be like The Topless Bride. I might watch that. Or Bride of Frankenstein. Otherwise, any movie with bride or wedding, you know, certain keywords, I'm out. Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Tell them you're AM the PM. They're great stores. You're going to like them a lot. Now, the Schaefer Auto Body folks are doing something that I think is one of those real good give back to the community things. It's their way to say thank you to the people for who are the first responders and EMTs, paramedics, and people like that. What's going to happen, and I just throw this out because most of you can't participate in this, but there are hundreds of people at various fire departments, police departments who are going to take part in it. Schaefer is giving their facilities, basically, different Schaefer auto body locations to people who are going to instruct first responders and community emergency response team people to get training and to get advanced training. For example, on July 15th at the Crestwood Schaefer location, they're going to have a class on, it's called Rescue for Disabled, and it's a specific class about how to handle and care for people in an accident who are disabled. You never think about that stuff. You got to be specially trained because you could do some serious, serious damage if you didn't know how to handle a person who's disabled. Here, on the 16th, it's 5 nights in a row. On the 16th, at the Creve Coeur Schaefer location, they'll have a class from, and all these are 6 to 10 o'clock at night, mass casualty incidents. It's to teach you how to respond to and initiate immediate care if there's a mass casualty or natural or man-made disaster. How about this one? Extrication. On the 19th, I'll skip ahead, from 6 to 10 in O'Fallon, Missouri, at the Schaefer location, they're going to teach these people a special class on extrication techniques, meaning jaws of life, you know, when you have to pull somebody from a mangled wreckage, and how to do it around the new vehicles and materials. Because as vehicles change and what they're made of changes, and there are things you need to know about how that vehicle is put together that will enable you to get to the person and get parts of that vehicle out of the way. They're going to work with teach you how to work with high-strength steels, high voltages, high pressures, advanced designs, safety features, blah, blah, blah. How to get the job done with the tools you have available with the newer, more modern vehicles. It's really interesting stuff. They have a whole class on new vehicle technology. They have one on hybrid electric alternative fuel vehicles. There are certain things that you need to do to shut down and stabilize the power supplies on those cars before you start working to get people out. Pretty interesting. Hats off to the folks at Schaefer for doing that. And, of course, for most of you, what you need to know is that Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, is just a fantastic place to get that vehicle put back together. Schaefer Auto Body Center's 7 locations, SchaeferAutobody.com.
Time to check traffic. We're going to do that airborne. Whoa. With Frank Ladd. Excuse me.
Thanks, Dan. Eastbound 64, you're still heavy from Vandeventer headed towards the Poplar Street Bridge. They've gotten that earlier accident, eastbound 5570 over to the shoulder, but people are still taking a look at it, and that's eastbound 5570 at the 64 split, so it's a heavy stretch there. Eastbound on Highway 44, you're slow approaching 55. Northbound on 55, it's a slow go up to the merge with 5570 headed eastbound into the Illinois side of the river there, east of the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70, you're slow as well from the, looks like the depressed section. Westbound Highway 70, a slow pocket passing the airport, then again between the McKelvey Road overpass and the Blanchette Bridge. Westbound on 64, it's a slow go between just west of the Science Center and McCaws, and then again you're on the brakes now. Ballas out through Mason, and again coming down the hill in pockets from McClarkson out to the Boone Bridge. 270 southbound, you start to slow down from Page down past Doherty Ferry. There's also a slow pocket westbound on 44 near Bowles out in the Valley Park area. This update is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Play the new one-off wager with pick three or pick four, and if the winners you choose are within one of the numbers drawn, you win. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with the Bruce Limpers and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here he is, star of BillRadio.com, Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Frank. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Doing great, Bill.
Real quick, just want to thank everybody. It was nice enough yesterday to debut my new video segment, On the Road with Bill Cleveland. I had a lot of really nice emails from, and comments from people, so I just wanted to say thanks to those folks.
Now, those were all from me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Remember the tanning mom? Remember this woman?
Yes.
Yeah, well, she's now been ordered to go to detox. The order was given after she tested positive for Coppertone. And a Los Angeles woman has set a world record for largest hips.
Ooh.
With an 8-foot circumference.
Ooh.
Still, when she asked her husband, do these pants make my hips look big? He goes, no, of course not, honey.
Hugging and chalking.
Oh, my goodness.
And starting in 2015, women in Saudi Arabia will finally have the right to vote.
All
right. Yeah, 2015, women will have the right to go to the polls, fill out a ballot, and vote for whoever their husband tells them to vote for.
Oh, yeah, that's the truth.
And finally, this afternoon.
Just like in this country.
Yeah.
Oh, a man has been arrested for attempted murder after he poisoned his wife's Rice Krispies with deadly chemicals.
Mm.
Cops say they don't know if the guy snapped, crackled, or popped.
Hey, can you give me a list of those chemicals?
Yeah, I'll get right on that. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
See, I don't think these guys got how funny that was. They don't know if he snapped, crackled, or popped. I thought it was brilliant.
I thought it was brilliant.
Thank you, Bill. Don't go away. The Playhouse is coming up. Got a great joke for you. As usual, stay there. 5 o'clock, Big 550.
From ABC News.